Most High God, we come before you with humility and reverence on this afternoon. You are eternal. You are self-existent and uncreated. You are the one who was before nations were formed and who will remain when every human system has passed away. We declare that you are holy, you are righteous, and altogether trustworthy. Your wisdom is unsearchable and your judgments are true. You sit enthroned above the circle of the earth, and the nations are accountable to you, whether they acknowledge you or not. We honor you, O God. You are our creator, our sustainer, our sovereign Lord. We praise you for your mercy, Lord God, that endures across generations, and for your patience toward a people who have often resisted correction. We bless you on today because you do not abandon what you discipline, and you do not destroy what you intend to redeem. You are faithful even when we are faithless. You are just even when justice is ignored. You are near to those who tremble at your word, and we lift up your name on today, God, above every ideology, above every political power, above every institution, above every cultural voice. You alone are worthy of allegiance on today, Lord God, without compromise. You alone are worthy, O God, of all glory and all honor and all praise, Father. And God, we lend our voices, O God, to you on today, Lord God, to say, have thine own way. We quiet ourselves before you now, God, not to speak first, but to recognize that you are God and that we are not. Righteous Father, we acknowledge that authority originates with you. You establish kings and you remove them according to your purposes. And we ask that your governance in the United States of America be brought back under the weight of divine accountability. Lord God, where leaders govern without the fear of the Lord, we ask, Lord God, for restraint on today, where pride has replaced humility, Father. We ask for exposure where power has been wielded without wisdom. Father, we come to you and we ask for interruption. Lord God, let policies and laws and decisions that violate your order be challenged by conscience and consequences, oh God. We ask that you frustrate the plans of the enemy that advance injustice while appearing lawful. Raise leaders who understand that authority is stewardship and not entitlement. Father, we ask that you restore the understanding that leadership is a trust that answers to heaven, O God, not to a platform for personal ambition. God of truth, we ask, Lord God, that light pierce through confusion. Lord God, we pray, Father, Lord God, where information has been weaponized and language has been manipulated to distort reality, we ask for discernment to be restored. We pray today that you would expose lies that have been repeated until they appear normal. We pray today, Lord God, that you would disrupt false narratives that appeal to emotion while bypassing truth, oh God. Father, we pray today that you would return clarity to this nation in the name of Jesus, that you would heal, oh God. Hallelujah. Every structure, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray today, Father, that you would heal the collective consciousness, Lord God, that has been dulled by constant noise, Father, that you would restore the ability to reason, oh God, to examine, Lord God, to weigh truth without fear. God, I'm praying today, Lord God, for those, Lord God, hallelujah, that is still attending the Christian church, Lord God, but they are like sheep to a slaughter. Lord God, they're not thinking for themselves. I pray today, Lord God, that you would speak, Lord God, to the minds of Christians, that you would speak to the minds of those that have been lulled to sleep, that you would speak to the minds of those, Lord God, that just take anything, Lord God, for face value and don't think into it. Don't put it before you. Don't discern, Lord God, what is being said, Father, wherever we have been dulled. We pray today, Lord God, for a sharpening, Lord God, of our insight, a sharpening of our senses in the name of Jesus. We pray today that you would restore the ability, Lord God, to reason, to examine, Lord God, to weigh truth, God, without fear. Lord God, let truth surface in government, oh God. Let truth through surface, Lord God, in media and education, Lord God, in religious spaces, Father, in the name of Jesus. We're praying today that you would remove the power of deception that thrives on outrage, oh God, and division and selective morality. Father, we acknowledge, oh God, that when a people lose their reverence for truth, Lord God, they lose their ability to govern themselves. Lord God, they lose the ability, oh God, to love right, to live in peace. But we come today, Lord God, as we stand in the gap before you, Lord God, asking, oh God, for clarity. Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that you would shine your light in every place, Lord God, where reality has been blurred. Lord God, where language has been distorted, Father. Lord God, where words have been redefined, oh God, to conceal responsibility. Lord God, to expose the deception, where lies have been repeated until they feel familiar and acceptable. Father, we pray that you would break that power. Lord God, where truth has been labeled, Lord God, hallelujah, harmful. Lord God, where falsehood has been framed as compassion. Father, we're praying for reversal of that narrative, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would restore, Lord God, moral clarity to this nation, that you would heal, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, where people no longer know what to believe because they have been flooded with competing claims. God, we ask, Lord God, that discernment be restored. Lord God, teach this nation how to weigh evidence, oh God, how to examine motives, how to recognize fruit. God, remove the confusion that thrives on emotional manipulation and selective information. We're praying today, God, that you would expose systems that profit from distortion, that you would expose systems in all seven spheres, Lord God, in media, in institutions, or platforms, oh God, that shape perception, oh God. Lord God, we pray today that those systems will be confronted where education has shifted from teaching truth, Lord God, to enforcing ideology. We're praying, God, that you would bring correction. God, we're praying today, Lord God, where silence has been demanded in the name of tolerance, that you would restore the courage to speak honestly without hatred or fear. We ask, Lord God, that truth be restored in leadership. Let public officials speak plainly, oh God. Act transparently, Father. God, we're praying today that you would remove double speech, that you would remove hidden agendas, that you would remove strategic ambiguity where trust has been broken, oh God, through deception. We're praying for accountability, oh God, that you would bring accountability. Lord God, let truth become more valuable than image. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray today that integrity will be more important than power. In the name of Jesus, that you would cleanse the church of confusion as well, where we have echo culture instead of scripture. Father, we pray today that you would forgive us where we have avoided truth to preserve influence, where we've avoided, oh God, discomfort. Oh God, we pray that you would correct us, that you would restore the courage to speak truth, God, with humility, with love, with precision, but that we would speak it not in fear of our own lives, but God, because we fear and we tremble at the name of the Lord. Let us no longer weaponize truth, oh God. Let us not dilute it, Father, but let us steward it faithfully in the name of Jesus. God, we're praying today. Let that you would break the power of moral, God, relativism, oh God, that declares every belief equal and every boundary oppressive. Father, we're praying, oh God, that you would restore the understanding that truth is not oppressive but protective, Father. Father, we're praying today that you would reestablish the connection between truth and freedom. God,
between righteousness and peace. God, let this nation, God, remember that liberty cannot survive without truth, and truth cannot survive without moral courage. Let truth surface in courtrooms. Let truth surface in classrooms, in boardrooms, in living rooms, oh God. Let it surface, oh God, in policy, in law, in cultural discourse. We're praying today, God, that you would expose hidden motives. Lord God, things that are concealed, concealed data, manipulated outcomes. We're praying today, God, that you would bring to light what has been buried under fear and profit and pride. We're praying today, Father, you see the hidden. God, you see the hidden things. You see the hidden ones. You hear their cries, the ones that have been silenced. You are their defender. We're praying today, God, for victims of sexual trafficking. Lord God, you are their defender. You are the defender of the vulnerable. Lord God, you are the restorer of dignity. Nothing done in the darkness can escape your light, and it cannot escape your sight. Nothing stolen from a human life is beyond your power to redeem it. And we honor you today as the God who draws near to the brokenhearted. Lord God, we honor you today. Lord God, you are the God that sees the suffering. We lift before you every person who has been trafficked, Lord God, exploited, coerced, or manipulated, who has been sold. Lord God, you know their names. You know their faces. You know their stories. You know their wounds. Where their voices were ignored, Father, you are listening. Where their bodies were treated as property, Lord God, you are recording every injustice. Oh God, where their autonomy was stripped away, you did not withdraw your presence. And Lord, we ask that you move now with power and compassion on the behalf of these, your people. God, break the grip of trauma that still holds many people captive. Lord God, even after physical escape, God, heal their nervous systems that learn to survive through fear. God, restore memory where it has been fragmented, and peace, oh God, where safety was never known. Father, we ask, God, that shame be lifted from those who were violated. Shame does not belong to the victim. Silence does not belong to the survivor. Restore identity, God, where it has been shattered. God, in the name of Jesus, God, restore, oh God, dignity where it has been stolen. We speak to fractured self-perception, and we declare restoration today, where victims were conditioned to believe that they were disposable, that they are worthless or complicit. We ask, God, that truth replace the lie. Let them know, God, that they are seen, that they are valued, that they are protected by you. We're praying today that you would rebuild trust carefully, God, that you would rebuild trust, oh God, in them, Father, in the name of Jesus, and in others, that you will restore the capacity to feel, to hope, oh God, to choose freely again, Father, in the name of, come on, pray with me today, God of justice, confront traffickers today, buyers, oh God, in every system that profits from exploitation. God, we pray today that you would expose the networks that are operating under legal cover. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, against the digital, oh God, anomaly, oh God, the cultural silence. We come up against it today, God. We pray today, Father, that you would disrupt, oh God, the financial pipelines that fund abusers and this abuse, that you would bring conviction where there has been no remorse, that you would bring restraint where there has been no accountability. Let the fear of the Lord fall upon industries and individuals and institutions that enable this evil. We ask, God, that law enforcement, that advocates, that counselors, that medical professionals be strengthened and protected. God, give them discernment as they are working, oh God, with these victims, as they're working to find, Lord God, those children, oh God, that have been abducted. Give them the endurance. Give them the integrity. Father, we're praying today, Lord God, that you would shield those who intervene from retaliation and burnout. God, we're praying today that you place the right people in the right moments to interrupt harm in the name of Jesus. Rescue lives. Lord, we're praying today that you would heal the spiritual wounds that are caused by betrayal, that are caused by grooming, that are caused by abuse of power, where authority figures and caregivers and trusted voices were complicit. We pray today that you would restore the survivor's ability to distinguish between control and care. We're praying today that you would heal distorted understandings of love, Lord God, safety and worth. We're praying today that you would restore agency, that you would restore boundaries, that you would restore voices. We're praying for children and for youth, oh God, who are currently being targeted in the name of Jesus. We're praying, God, that you would interrupt the recruitment efforts in the name of Jesus, that you would confuse predators that are sitting outside of schools in their vans waiting for prey. God, we pray, God, that you would increase security around schools and in communities. Lord God, that you would increase, Lord God, where we used to have neighborhood watches, that those would be, Lord God, implemented again, that you would strengthen families in the name of Jesus and communities again. Lord God, watchful adults, where we used to watch each other, oh God, watch each other's children and neighborhoods. May that be restored in the name of Jesus. Let warning signs be recognized and acted upon swiftly, Father. Let silence be broken before harm, oh God, becomes normalized. For those who are still trapped, we ask for supernatural intervention. We ask that the angels of the Lord, Lord God, begin to go all over this nation, Lord God. And we're praying today, Lord God, that they recoup, Lord God, our children in one piece. Lord God, that you would bring light, Lord God, to children, Lord God, that are being hidden in back rooms, in attics, in basements, in the name of Jesus, that you would open doors that have been sealed, that you would create moments of escape where none seem possible. God, let help arrive at the right time. Let courage rise. I pray, Lord God, that people would get nosy again, that people would be in people's business so that they can, Lord God, discover something that is happening underground. God, let courage rise again. Oh God, when opportunity appears, protect them, oh God, until rescue comes. Oh God, we're praying today, Lord God, for survivors that are walking the long road of recovery, and we're asking you for sustained healing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying, Father, Lord God, for healing and restoration in the name of Jesus. Lord God, surround them with safe relationships. Provide provision, oh God, and stability, Father, and long-term care. Let their future, God, not be defined by what was done to them, but by, Lord God, who the one who restored them, oh God. And we declare today that exploitation does not have the final word, that trauma does not get to define identity, that violence does not, God, cancel purpose. You are the God who restores years that were stolen. You are the God who restores years, oh God, hallelujah. Lord God, that the enemy, Lord God, tried to take us out with, oh God. You are the God who reveals lives that were torn down. We entrust every victim and survivor into your care. Even if there is someone here on the line today, Lord God, that has been in a position where they've almost been exploited sexually, even in their families, oh God. If they're a survivor of sexual abuse, sexual exploitation. Lord God, I thank you today, Lord God, that you are the very God of justice and healing and restoration, and you are not distant. Oh God, your promises are yes and amen. Your promises are active, oh God, today. Hallelujah. Your work, the works of your hands, oh God, are active today for your people, Father. And we pray today. That you cover, Lord God, that your blood cover a mass. Every neighborhood that is represented on this line, Lord God, we plead the blood. Lord God, apply the blood to every street corner. Apply the blood to every bus stop. Apply the blood, oh God, we apply it to schools that are in our neighborhoods. Lord God, we apply the blood. Now, God, Lord God, to vans that pick up our children, transportation services, Lord God, that pick up our children. Lord God, we're praying today. Lord God, even for those that have to take Ubers and Lyfts. We pray for safety, God. In the Lord God, we're praying for safety over our children, over adolescents, over teens, oh God, over young adults, oh God, that are being targeted. Lord God, that you are interrupting in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you are interrupting every predator, every pedophile in the name of Jesus. Be brought to justice now in Jesus' mighty name. Lord God, may conviction fall upon them today. May conviction fall upon their head. May conviction fall upon their heart. Where their consciousness has been seared. We pray, God, that conviction, God, it cuts through in the name of Jesus, the seared mind, the seared consciousness, as we're praying today. We pray, God, Lord God, that prayer will be used as a weapon against, oh God, a seared consciousness in the name of Jesus. And we pray, God, that where repentance is possible, that you would lead them to repentance in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you are the redeemer of the pedophile. You are the redeemer of the abuser. Lord God, you are the redeemer, O Koshe, of the murderer. You are the redeemer of the backbiter and the backslider. You are the redeemer of the one that is partaking in lascivious behavior. You are the redeemer, O God, of the one, God, that's currently in the porn industry. You are the redeemer. There's nothing, Lord God, or no one that you cannot redeem. There is not no one in the earth, oh God, that cannot be redeemed by you. There's no distance between you and them that you can't get to them today. And God, so we lift up the abuser. We lift up, God, the pedophile. We lift up those, Lord God, that are seeking to murder and seeking, oh God, to exercise violent behavior. God, we pray today, Akashe, Lord God, that you would interrupt now. Lord God, Nemekushakaya. We're praying today, God, that you will blow their high. Lord God, in the name of Shebaratatatatatamasataya, Lekanida de la Bosetea, Lebabosetea, Lord God, that we did the unsoul. Lord God, we pray today, Lord God, that they won't take that drink. Lord God, that they won't be drawn. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to take that drink. Lord God, those that are enslaved, Lord God, by drug abuse, Lord God, Nebeshekabaria, nothing that has been fractured by addiction is hidden from you. Lord God, nothing that has been chemically altered, Lord God, is hidden from you. You have the power to heal. You are the healer of all. And we appeal to you today on their behalf, God. We come before you carrying those who are enslaved to substances. Lord God, whether they are prescription drugs, whatever it may be, those who use, God, We're praying today that you would give them relief, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we're praying today, Lord God, those that are numbing pain, Lord God, hallelujah. We're praying, God, those that are medicating grief, those that are medicating trauma and anxiety, Lord God, through food, whatever it may be, oh God, because of the abandonment, because of despair, those who use bodies, Lord God, hallelujah. Lord God, whose bodies, oh God, are dependent, oh God, and whose wills feel defeated. We see, Lord God, hallelujah, moving, you moving on their behalf in the name of Jesus. We ask you to intervene today. Intervene at the root, Father. Expose the lies that continue to sustain addiction. The lie that relief is the same as healing. The lie that escape is the same as freedom. The lie that dependence is the only way to survive pain. Break the power of those lies in the mind, the body, and the spirit. Restore clarity, God, where chemicals have distorted their perception, where hopelessness has narrowed their vision. We ask for healing that goes deeper, Lord God, than abstinence. Heal the nervous system that's been conditioned to seek relief through substances, through sex. Heal, oh God, the reward pathways that have been rewired through dependency. We're praying today that you will restore the brain's ability to experience peace and joy and satisfaction without artificial stimulation. Father, we're praying today. We're coming before you. We're beseeching your throne to strengthen the will where it has been weakened by cycles of use and shame. Remove the shame that drives secrecy and relapse. God, we're praying today that shame, oh God, is healed in your people, because shame isolates. But we're praying, God, that you would relift the false identity of addicts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those that believe that they'll never be delivered, God, I pray that you would show forth, oh God, that you would show off like only you can, God, in the name of Jesus, where individuals have been defined by their worst moments, where individuals have been defined by their past. Lord God, we're praying that you would rewrite their narrative today. You are the God of compassion. You are the God of peace. You are the God of safety. Lord God, and we, Father, we address you today as that. You can do that and more. Lord God, where they're experiencing pain, where their pain has been ignored, where it's been minimized, Lord God, where it's been untreated, we're praying, God, that you would bring healing. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, God. We're praying. Oh, Malebekaro. Oh, Shandai. Lord God, where substances became a substitute for safety. Lord God, it became a substitute for comfort and control. God, restore healthy coping. Oh, God, in connection, Father, teach their bodies. Oh, God, teach their bodies again that they can survive without being sedated. Teach their minds in the name of Jesus. Teach them, oh, God, how to, Lord God, lean and depend on you. Oh, for all things, not just for some, everything. We bring it all before you, Father. What's on your heart, God, we bring it to your throne. Lord God, as we release every word, we thank you. Oh God, that just like Samuel, that not one of our words will fall to the ground. But we're thanking you, oh God, for angelic assistance as we're praying. Lord God, that your angels are excelling in, oh God, the realm of the spirit. Lord God, that they are bringing every word that we're praying to pass. We thank you, God, that there will be notable testimonies that shall come from these prayers. Lord God, not because of who we are, but because of who you are. The power lies in you. It doesn't lie in our words. It doesn't lie, oh God, in us. It all lies in in you. When we pray, your will be done. When you pray, when we pray, God, your kingdom comes. Lord God, into the earth, and it intercepts and interrupts every scheme and plan of the enemy. Oh God, I thank you for people, Lord God, that understand, oh God, that prayer, is our lifeline. Oh Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, oh God, that it is the channel to bring your will, oh God, into the earth, God. And God, I thank you that you shall honor every word. Lord God, that unity on shea. Lord God, that your people pray today. We thank you, oh God. We praise you, oh God. We glory at your name. We give you the honor and we give you the praise. For you alone, you alone. There's no other name under heaven that can save us but the name of Jesus. And we call upon your name today. We call upon and we apply the name of Jesus, to every person connected here today. We apply the name of Jesus, to every situation. We apply the name of Jesus. We apply it to Brittany today. We apply it to our heart today. We apply it to our liver today. We apply the name of Jesus to her pancreas, to her lungs, the name to all seven systems of the body. We apply the name. We apply the name today, Lord God, to Diamond and her situation. Oh God, the name of Jesus will open every door, will shut every door, will surround her today. We apply the name of Jesus to Evelyn Spivey. We apply the name of Jesus to Gloria Pearson. We apply the name of Jesus to Imari Jit on today. We apply the name of Jesus, Lord God, to Latrice Payne. We apply the name of Jesus to Mishu Jean. We apply the name of Jesus to Prophet Demarcus Williams. We apply the name of Jesus to Stacy Louise. We apply the name of Jesus to Valencia Johnson. We apply the name of Jesus, Lord God, to Denitra Pearson, to Shade, to Sequel, to Sadae, Lord God, to Pastor Tara. We apply the name of Jesus to Apostle Fashionette. Hey, we apply the name of Jesus to Prophet Shan, to Sierra Hicks. We apply the name of Jesus, oh God, to Prophet Zaporia. Lord God, to Kevin Morris. We apply the name of Jesus, oh God, to Cameron, oh God. Lord God, everyone that's connected to us. Lord God, to Elise Bethel. Lord God, to families and friends that are connected to us. We thank you that the name of Jesus is prevailing for us today. Ha, 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 rokoko shebandia. Thank you. Hey, that the name of Jesus prevails and preserves. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. People of God, thank you. Again, we bless God for you praying. Amen. Hallelujah. 60 for 60. That's 60 minutes for 60 days. Amen. Glory be to God. And for some of us, we're in overtime. For others, amen, we may have 20 more minutes to do later on today, but the whole purpose of this is not about the hour per se. It's about pushing us into deeper levels of prayer, because when you pray, amen, especially when it's intercession, it's like rain, and that prayer rain comes down on your environment. It comes down on your land. It comes down on your family. Come on. And it brings about an increase. Hallelujah. And so we thank God for people that know that their lifeline, hallelujah, is prayer. Glory be to God. I do want to open up the line for the prophets on today. If there be one that is here, Apostle Fash, Prophet Shan, I don't think that Prophet Zaporia is on, but Prophet DeMarcus, if you're able, if you're not, we understand that many of you are at work. If you have a testimony that you would like to share, the line is open, so feel free to unmute at this time and come forth. Amen. Well, glory be to God. Thank you again for joining on today. For those of you that are in the city of Miami, and if you're looking for a way to be able to connect and you want to connect in Bible study, tonight is our disciple night. We have a south end location and a north end location. So if you are interested in participating, going to either location on tonight for Bible study at 9 for disciple night. I'm sorry, not 9, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're interested, please email us at info@centmiami.com. That's info@centmiami.com. I don't have the phone number right with me to text, but you can definitely email info@centmiami.com, and we will give you the address so that you can join either our south location or our north location for Disciple Nights on tonight. If not, we bid you more grace, but we will hear you back here in the morning at 5 a.m. Have a good day. More grace.
More grace.
More grace.